And now, Adventures in Odyssey. Here they come.
Jack, they're here!
I heard, Connie, I heard. You don't have to yell. And it's not them.
Oh, sorry.
Connie, it's just Tasha in for a visit. Why all the excitement?
Why? What have I been talking about for the last week?
That new red blouse at Greenblatt's department store?
No, the other thing. The start of my new wedding planning service, Jack.
Oh, yes.
I'm calling it Dreams by Constance.
Poetic.
Thanks. Mm. I want Jason and Tasha to be my first real customers. So I picked up books about wedding dresses, cake designs. Where did I put that book on flower arrangements?
What makes you so sure they want to get married in Odyssey? Constance.
Jason told me. He said Tasha didn't have any family and that Odyssey would be the best place for them to get married. You know, I was sure that flower arranging book was right here. Maybe I left it in the office.
Well, you'd better hurry if you're going to get it. Here they come.
What? Hi!
How was your flight, Tasha?
Oh, I'm not sure. I've been working so hard lately, I slept most of the way.
And a couple of weeks in Odyssey should be just the vacation you need.
Yeah, especially a couple of weeks spent planning your wedding.
Well,
funny you should mention that.
Oh, why?
Well, we've had a slight change of plans.
Change of plans?
Yeah, you see, Tasha only has a week off from work, and then she has to go back and train her replacement. So we decided that while she was here, we would, well...
You'd what?
Just say it, Jason.
Okay. We've decided that we're gonna get married tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
You're getting married tomorrow?
Well, if we can set it up. It's just the best time for us. And your mouths are hanging open.
Oh, no. Well, it's just such a surprise.
Yeah, so sudden.
Well, that's us all over. Oh, Connie, look at all these books. Did you get them just for us?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, I thought I could help with... Well, I guess it doesn't matter now.
Well, of course it matters. I still need a wedding dress. And, you know, I'd love it if we could have a little reception after the ceremony.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could show you what I have. Oh, I left the flower book up in the office.
Why don't you make your arrangements up there, Connie? It'll be quieter and you can use the phone.
Okay, thanks, Jack. Come on, Tasha, the office is this way.
I'm right behind you.
So, Jack.
Jason, you astound me. You absolutely astound me.
You can tell me how astounding I am later. I need to pick up Tasha's wedding present while she's distracted. I called it in before I went to the airport.
Called it in? What is it, a pizza?
No, it's a little something from Crystal's gift shop around the corner. I've had my eye on it for a while.
You are organized.
Why not? How many times does a man get married in his life?
Hopefully just once.
Later.
Bye. I just never know what's going to happen next around here.
These pictures are beautiful, Connie.
Thanks. These are some of the weddings I've helped out with at the church.
Well, you know, I love the way the veil drapes from that hat. I wonder if we could pick one up today.
Well, we can try. Just leave it to me.
Thanks. I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
Sure. Oh, what am I thinking?
What's the matter?
Well, I need to call Beverly at First Church. She's the events coordinator, you know, to see if it's available.
Before you do that...
Something wrong?
Well, no. It's just that, well... I thought we could have the ceremony here at Wits End. I mean, I don't know anybody at the church, and Jason and I really love this old building.
Well, that's understandable.
It's not a problem, is it?
No, not at all. But we still need to see if the pastor's free.
Oh, well, actually, we thought we'd just use a justice of the peace.
You don't want a pastor?
No, justice of the peace will be fine. Is that all right?
Yeah, it's your wedding. Of course it's all right. I'll give him a call.
Are you sure? I mean, I can call him. I don't want you to do everything.
No. That's what I'm here for. Don't worry. Consider it done.
I appreciate it. Which brings me to my last favor.
Yeah?
Well, I don't have any family of my own, and So I was wondering if you'd be my maid of honor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to... Whoa, I mean, really, me? Oh, Tasha.
Is that a yes?
Yeah, oh, yes, yes, I'd be honored to be your maid of honor. Yes, oh, thank you, I'd love to.
Great.
Oh, get off the phone.
Are you a problem, Connie?
Yeah, I'm trying to call Judge Abernathy, but his phone's been busy for an hour now. I wonder if he left it off the hook.
Judge Abernathy? Why?
Tasha wants him to marry them.
Really? She doesn't want the pastor to do it?
No, she wants him to marry them here at Wits End.
Here? Well, isn't the church available?
I didn't check. She said she wanted to get married here by a justice of the peace, and I'm going to be the maid of honor.
Oh, how nice.
What's wrong?
I'm just surprised by everything, that's all. They want to get married tomorrow. They don't want the ceremony in the church. Well, the church probably wouldn't be available on such short notice anyway.
Jack, you've got that look.
Look? What look?
That wrinkle you get right between your eyes. You're thinking about something. What's wrong?
I'm not sure anything's wrong, Connie. It just occurred to me we don't really know Tasha very well, that's all. Not that we have to know her. I mean, Jason is an adult.
Jack, you're talking, but you're not really saying anything.
I'm sorry. I'm sure it's nothing at all.
Good, because it's getting kind of late for any problems now.
Yes, it's getting very late. Yes?
Jack?
Oh, come on in, Jason. How are the arrangements coming along?
Well, pretty smooth, amazingly enough. Tasha's out looking for a dress, and... Well, I came in to take care of one last but very important detail.
Uh-huh.
My great, good friend, Jack. You've been like a second father to me. And, well, since my first father can't be here, I was hoping that you'd consent to serve as my best man.
Oh, Jason, I don't know what to say.
Well, don't say anything until I hit you with a second part. You know, Tasha's parents died several years ago. She doesn't have any family, so she was wondering if you would also give her away.
Oh my. But Jason, she hardly knows me.
Well, she knows you as well as she knows anyone around here. She asked for you specifically. It'd really mean a lot to both of us if you said yes.
Well, I'd love to say yes. I'm honored you thought of me, but before I can give you an answer, I was wondering if we could talk about something, just to ease my mind.
Uh-oh. Okay, what's up?
Jason, everything that's happened to you and Tasha seems to have happened so fast.
Oh, maybe, but we've been friends for years.
Yeah, I know. I suppose I've been as caught up in the romance of all of it as much as anyone else, but I think I've been assuming certain things about her that may not be true.
Well, like what?
Like her faith. Jason, is Tasha a Christian?
Well, yeah. I mean, she goes to church with me when we're together, and she gives every indication of believing.
Well, Jason, you know that going to church doesn't mean someone believes.
Well, I'm pretty sure she does believe.
Pretty sure?
Well, yeah. I mean, any time we've talked about it, she's... Well, I've always been under the impression she believes.
Don't you think you should be sure before you get married?
Look, Jack, I wouldn't marry her if I wasn't sure that she was sympathetic to Christianity.
Sympathetic?
Jack, please quit throwing my words back at me. You know what I mean.
Yes, I'm afraid I do. Look, I hate to be a wet blanket, but you are about to take one of the most important steps of your life with this woman. Don't you think you should be absolutely certain about her faith?
I am certain. Everything's all right.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I just thought it was worth checking.
Why? What are you saying? That if she wasn't a believer, you wouldn't be my best man? That you wouldn't give her away?
Jason, you know how I feel about the dangers of a Christian marrying someone who isn't... I feel the same as your father.
Meaning you'd say no if I couldn't tell you categorically that she's a Christian?
Can you tell me categorically?
Jack, it'll be all right. She knows my faith. She never says anything against it.
Jason, that is not...
Your timing couldn't be worse. Our wedding is tomorrow. You can't expect me not to marry her now. We've waited so long, and it's just unreasonable for you to think...
Not that... me, Jason. The Bible. You know what it says about believers,
yes,
Mary.
Yes, I know, and I appreciate your concern, but I know this will work out fine. It will. Now, Tasha and I would love to have you be a part of our ceremony. Will you do it?
If you aren't sure about her faith, then I can't be in your wedding. I'm sorry, Jason. The answer is no.
Okay. Then we'll do it without you.
Oh, hi there. We were just looking for you. I wanted to show you the dress.
And I have good news, too. I finally talked to Judge Abernathy, and he'll be here tomorrow at 4.
Good. Except that we won't need him here. We'll go there.
What?
You're not getting married at Wits End?
Ask Jack.
Jason? Jason, wait a minute. Jason?
Jack?
I'm sorry. I really need to be alone for a while. Excuse me.
What in the world is going on?
Jason! Jason, stop! Now, what was that all about?
Nothing. You know, I don't see why we have to make a lot of arrangements to get married. You have your dress, right?
Jason, you have to tell me what happened.
Jack and I just had another one of our disagreements, that's all. Tasha, if I asked you to do something for me, would you?
Do something? But, Jason...
Would you?
Yes, of course.
Then come on.
Father God, help him to see. Just help him.
Jack?
Connie, please.
Jack! Jason just grabbed Judge Abernathy's address and left with Tasha.
Oh, no.
What's happening? What are they doing?
If I know Jason, they're eloping.
Elope on the day before they're getting married.
I've handled things badly. I should have been more diplomatic somehow. Handled it differently.
Jack, what are you talking about?
I asked Jason about Tasha's faith.
Her faith?
I don't think she's a Christian, Connie.
Oh, wow. Oh. Maybe it'll be okay. I mean, who knows? Tasha could become a Christian.
Yes, yes, and... maybe she'll never believe it all. My wife didn't.
Your wife? Wasn't a Christian?
Not that I know of.
But if your wife wasn't a Christian, then why...
Did I marry her?
Yeah.
Same reason as Jason. I was blinded by love. I became a Christian when I was a teenager.
Teenager? But... I thought you and Whit became Christians when you were kids.
Whit did, but I didn't. Oh, I went to church with him every Sunday, attended all the church functions. I even counted a number of believers among my friends. But I didn't come to Christ until my late teens.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was the proverbial seed that fell on rocky soil. I sprang up fast on fire for Christ. But because I didn't have the grounding I needed, I soon withered a bit and fell away. When I met Emily, my wife, I was straying from my new faith. She was a lovely woman, Connie. So kind, gracious. Beautiful blue eyes. Anyway, shortly after we were married, I had a profound experience that caused me to rededicate my life to God. Emily was very happy for me, but that's as far as it went. No matter how hard I pushed, almost to the breaking point one time, she wouldn't believe. So I stopped pushing. Emmy ended up doing the same thing with me as I had done with Whit. Oh, she attended church, went to all the functions, even counted a number of believers among her friends. But she never accepted Jesus into her heart. We lived our entire lives and grew old together that way. Then 3 years ago, Emmy suffered a debilitating stroke. It robbed her of movement and speech. I tried to take care of her, but she deteriorated rapidly.
How sad.
Yes, it was. The night before she passed away, I went to her and I told her Jesus' parable of the workers from Matthew 20. You know it?
Yeah, about the man who hired workers for his vineyard at different times of the day, but paid them all the same wage when the day was over.
Mm. Yeah, well, when I'd finished, I took Emmy's hand and I told her. I told her it's never too late to come to Jesus. I begged her to accept him right then. She looked at me with those blue eyes. It was all the movement she had. And a tear rolled down her cheek. She died the next morning.
So you won't know if she accepted Jesus until...
Yes, until heaven. I don't want anyone, especially Jason, to have to go through that. And even more importantly, neither does God.
Well, I still have the judge's phone number. Maybe we can call and stop them.
How? Connie, Jason, and Tasha are adults. If they want to get married, nothing can stop them. Except them.
Well, there must be something we can do.
Oh, there is. There is. The only thing we can do.
Yeah, I know. We can pray.
Here it is, Pegram Street. It's supposed to be the fourth house down.
Right.
The judge can take us right away?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, there it is. His name's on the mailbox. Jason, are you sure you want to do this?
Of course I am.
Good, because I'm not.
What? Why?
Because the only words you've spoken to me all the way here were, yeah, I guess, right? And do you have a quarter for the phone?
Tasha, I'm sorry.
You know, getting married's supposed to be a happy occasion, but you sure don't seem very happy.
I'm just distracted.
I know. I was hoping the drive over here would undistract you enough to tell me what happened between you and Jack.
Look, Tasha, I really don't want to talk about that, okay?
Well, I really don't want to remember my wedding day like this. Come on, Jason. Whatever it is, you have to deal with it. We have to deal with it. Tell me, please.
Jack doesn't think we should get married.
Yeah, I assumed that much. The question is why? Doesn't he like me? Doesn't he think I'm good enough for you?
Of course he does. It doesn't really have anything to do with that. It's something far more... Well, I don't even know what to call it.
Make up a word, then. What's the problem?
Jack is concerned about your faith.
Faith? You mean what I believe about God?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm not surprised.
No?
No. In fact, I've sort of wondered why this conversation didn't come up earlier.
Really?
Don't look so amazed. It's obvious that Christianity is very important to the people you know. After all, you are John Avery Whittaker's son, and I know very well how he feels about God.
Yeah, but I don't think I've done a very good job telling you how important God is to me.
Well, I knew he was important to you, but I didn't think that had anything to do with us. I mean... It's not the kind of thing that has to get in the way of our lives, right?
Well, see, I pretty much told Jack the same thing. I mean, not in so many words, but that's what I said.
Well, then it's settled.
No, it isn't. Not if I'm going to be really honest with you and myself. Tasha, my faith should be the center of my life. It isn't always, but it should be. It's supposed to get in the way of everything I do, everything that I am.
Well, we can be tolerant of the things we disagree on.
Yeah, but when something is supposed to be the most important thing in your life, toleration from the one you love isn't enough. If you can't share my faith with me, then what'll become of it? I mean, do I live it out alone? Will there always be a part of my life, a huge part of my life that you won't understand?
What are you asking me?
I'm not even sure. I think those are questions for me to answer.
Jason, you know, I'm not sure how I feel about God. I just haven't given him much thought lately. Now, maybe that should change. I don't know, but do we have to decide now?
Well, Jack seems to think so.
Well, what do you think?
Tasha, I love you. And I think that becoming a Christian is the greatest and best thing you could ever do.
And if I don't?
Hello? Hello in there?
Jason, I think it's the judge.
Hello?
Judge Abernathy?
The one and only. Are you Jason and Tasha?
Yeah,
we are.
Boy, I've heard of anxious couples, but you two take the cake. First, you want to do it tomorrow, then today, right now. Can't do the ceremony out here, though. You gonna come inside?
No, sir, I guess not. Thanks, Judge, but I don't think we're quite ready yet.
I heard, Connie.
Well, come on, then. Jason! Oh, where's Tasha?
Hi, Connie. Jack.
Jason?
I dropped Tasha off at the hotel.
So should I go over and throw some rice?
No, I don't think rice is appropriate. We've decided to put off the wedding.
Oh. I'm sorry. And I'm also glad. If you know what I mean.
Yeah. We need to just take some time to sort out our priorities and our faith. Looks like we won't be needing dreams by Constance for a while.
That's all right. I'm sure everything will work out okay.
Thanks, Connie.
I'd better get back inside.
You all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm all right. Jack.
You don't have to say anything, Jason.
Yes, I do. Jack, I'm sorry.
No. I'm just glad you both now have the chance to start your lives together the right way.
Yeah. I really appreciate your courage. Thanks for always doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. The right thing. Well, Lord, it's been quite a day. Thank you for helping Jason and Tasha to make the right decision. Help her come to you soon. And I need your help too, Father. I hope you won't mind, but for a little while, I'd like to talk to you about Emmy.
Throughout the Bible, God repeatedly warns his people not to marry outside their faith. And though many of you probably aren't thinking of getting married, it's still something you need to take very seriously. Like we saw in today's story, marrying a non-Christian can cause all sorts of grief and heartache. And worst of all, it displeases God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Question About Tasha was written by Campbell Freed and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.